Thank you very much. Senator Boxer.
Thank you. Mr. Epstein, are you a scientist?
No, philosopher.
You're a philosopher?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the Environment and Public Works Committee. I think it's interesting we have a philosopher here talking about an issue.
It's to teach you how to think more clearly.
Well, you don't have to teach me how to think more clearly. You don't have to try running for the Senate on your platform. Reverend Nelson, perhaps the most, well, this is the place to have a philosopher, not a scientist. It's perfect for this Republican.
You have to integrate the big picture data.
I'm not asking you anything. I'm telling you that all you have to know is you're a philosopher, not a scientist, and I don't appreciate getting lectured by a philosopher about science. Now, I want to talk to you. Father, this was kind of interesting. The Acton Institute's strong support for Catholicism and free market economics has come under strain as Pope Francis has actively criticized global inequality and unfettered capitalism. In May 2014, the Pope's Twitter account posted a tweet, the Pope's, saying, quote, inequality is the root of all evil, unquote. Joe Carter, a senior editor at Acton, tweeted in reply, this is to the Pope saying inequality is the root of all evil. Seriously, though, what was up with that tweet by the pontiff? Has he traded the writings of Peter and Paul for economist Piketty? I mean, so do you disagree with the Pope when he says that climate change is one of the biggest issues and we have to
Senator, I'm very it? I'm very grateful for your defense of the Pope. Perhaps not in all of his magisterial authority and the cherry picking of this or that.
I can ask when, you what I want. Do you disagree with the Pope on climate change? It's a simple yes or no.
When the Pope says things that have to do with science, he does not speak from the magisterial authority of the church. When he speaks on moral issues, such as abortion and contraception and the like, then he speaks.
So who's cherry picking? You're saying that when the planet is facing all these problems, it's not a moral issue.
I never said that. Where did I say that? Could you give me that quotation, Senator?
You just said it, sir.
I did not.
Sir, you received money from the Koch brothers, from Exxon. You disagree with the Pope.
I never said I didn't.
And you tend to wear the cloth here in front of us. I think you ought to have a talk with Reverend Nelson.
Who is, by the way, not a scientist. What I was trying to do is put into perspective the notion of how an institute is funded. And by the way, it's not just an educational institute like ours. It's political campaigns like the senators. And what I'm saying is,
when Democrats make a pilgrimage to Tom Steyer's house in California, who promises $100 million to their funds, including members of this committee, that might be something.
I'd have to look into that. I don't know what Soros gives and things like that. The point is that we exist for the purpose of helping people understand the moral foundations of the free economy. And it's a shame that one has to come to the United States Senate to make that case and to be opposed on it. We go to donors and ask them to support that. And then because of political motivations, this is distorted into insinuating that we are somehow being purchased by industry. We get less than 5% of our money from industry, and we are defending capitalism. I think we should get more money from industry, because we're defending enterprise. So to distort it and make it sound like somehow we're going out like moral prostitutes to gain this support, I think is disingenuous at the least.
And the Pope is infallible on matters of faith and religion, but not on the matters of science
and does not claim to be infallible on science or economics.
Thank you.